This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, June 18, the journey of joy. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. A group of Buddhist scholars considered the weighty question of whether the Buddha, their figure of supreme serenity and harmony, ever laughed. After carefully checking their holy books, they concluded that indeed the Buddha may have smiled on at least one occasion. Some religions lack an emphasis on joy, but there should be no doubt that Christians appreciate humor, laughter, and joy. Why? Because God Himself is joyful. In Nehemiah 8, verse 10, we are reminded, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And I love the description of God in Zephaniah 3:17, "The Lord will take great delight in you and will rejoice over you with singing." Can you picture God singing for joy as He thinks about you and me? Certainly the culmination of joy is the coming of Jesus. At Jesus' birth, the angel of the Lord proclaims, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Christ's coming to bring salvation has brought exuberant joy into the world. The Holy Spirit, who lives in us, makes the joy of God and Jesus our own. There's no longer any need to search for joy. The Christian can say, "I have found it." The Apostle Paul explains that when we have the joy of the Lord, we have the peace of God as well. And that is the fruit we will look at tomorrow. Pray with me. Lord, we live in a world that is missing deep joy because of disease, disaster, and emotional distress. We desperately need your joy. Holy Spirit, fill us with the joy of the Lord, we pray. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.